Welcome to The V Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence. Today, we return with Sarmista, continuing her story of survival.
At this stage in your healing, how far do you think you've come?
It's hard when I'm getting triggered or when I'm having one of those bad days. It's hard to see the progress I've made. It's very easy to see all the bad things. It's very to see and stay in negativity. It's very easy to blame yourself for not moving forward enough, not healing enough, not doing enough for yourself. But then I try to see, look back, and I see where I was a year ago. And I compare that to myself, and I'm like, I'm not there anymore. Wherever I am in my healing process, I'm probably still far from being completely healed, whatever that completely healed may be. But I still have made progress. And I think we often don't give ourselves enough credit. And it's hard. It's really hard to look beyond your trauma. But when you look back and try to think with a clear mind, you can see that you have made progress. However small it is, you have made progress.
Do you think that your segue into activism is a part of your healing process?
Definitely. When I was young and I felt like my life was not worthwhile, I thought I would make my life worthwhile. And that was a way for me to heal at that point in itself, whatever I went through, and move ahead with my life. And that's the same thing that I'm doing right now. I am getting more and more involved in activism because I am not one of those people that see things that are wrong and just be a standby passerby. I can't do that. And especially that I know how it feels to be in those situations. I can empathize with the people even more now. So I have to do those things. It's also a way of finding meaning. You are doing something to help people like you. And that's also a way of healing. You're helping other people heal. And in that, you find healing.
In closing, what would you like to say to the survivor out there that's listening?
Please be kind to yourself. Please take care of yourself. Please don't get distracted by the trauma. Trauma is hard. It's very hard. But you're not alone. There are many people here who want to help you. And I'm sure you want to help yourself. And I'm sure you can. And you have the strength. Even if it feels like you have not made progress, even if it feels like you keep getting back where you were, give yourself credit for the small victories. Even if it's very small, it's still a step forward. The survivors, they are immensely strong. They are survivors. They survived something that was very traumatizing. And they should carry that strength and resilience and move forward and keep doing things that make this world a better place. Just not for others, but also for themselves, because we often forget that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This concludes Sarmista's story of healing. To look at the past episodes with her art, please go to thevword.us. I will be posting the full show in its entirety. You've been listening to The V Word, a weekly radio broadcast providing information and discussing issues related to sexual and domestic violence. The V Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios at WIRLP 97.3 FM. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to WIR.org.